Hey, this is Martin Kessler with NPR's Only a Game. Bill Littlefield's commentary is coming up, but first, a preview of our upcoming show. How did Qatar, a country without any suitable existing venues in a scorching summer climate, land the 2022 World Cup? In their new book, The Ugly Game, authors Heidi Blake and Jonathan Calvert detail the corruption in FIFA, soccer's international governing body. We'll talk to the authors about their investigation, as well as the chances the cup gets moved to another country. Also, we'll visit a rural town in Oregon once defined by timber and agriculture and learn about the sport that's helped the town's economy grow. In this week's commentary, Bill Littlefield turns to Major League Baseball. Commissioner Rob Manfred says he will not reconsider the case of shoeless Joe Jackson banned from baseball nearly a century ago. Bill has been considering the context of that decision.
Years ago, in a conversation with a friend of mine who is a fine poet, I mentioned, for some reason, the commissioner of baseball. My friend is not a baseball fan. She smiled. "The commissioner of baseball," she said. "It sounds like the emperor of ice cream." I had not thought of such fellows as Kennesaw Mountain Landis, Bowie Kuhn, and A. Bartlett Giamatti in that context. Perhaps I should have. I knew the Wallace Stevens poem titled The Emperor of Ice Cream. I especially like the poem's refrain, "The only emperor is the emperor of ice cream." It has always seemed to me a fine deflating of emperors in particular, and in general of people who take themselves too seriously. This week, there's more evidence that my friend had the right idea. Baseball, like ice cream, is dessert. Work, family, and friends are the main course. But baseball is also a business, and so it must have a commissioner, and such has been the case since the owners hired Judge Landis to rescue their business from ridicule after the so-called Black Sox scandal. Part of the commissioner's strategy was to ban 8 members of the Chicago White Sox from baseball, never mind the failure of a jury of their peers to find them guilty. If Landis could have deprived the Black Sox of ice cream, he'd probably have done that, too. This week, Commissioner Manfred declined to overrule Judge Landis, whose judicial decisions were frequently overturned. Joe Jackson, one of the so-called Black Sox, remains ineligible for membership in the Baseball Hall of Fame. Coincidentally, the Pope, who might be characterized as the emperor or commissioner of the Catholic Church, chose this week to exercise compassion and forgiveness, at least over the period of 1 year. He authorized priests throughout the world to extend the sacraments of the Church to women who'd been denied that opportunity for committing what previous popes regarded as an especially grievous sin. It's a shame the commissioner of baseball can't see that sometimes departing from tradition is wise as well as charitable. Even if Joe Jackson, unsophisticated even by the standards of ballplayers in 1919, understood the mechanics and implications of the Black Sox scandal, should his shame endure into eternity? Even in arenas other than the ones in which games are played, there should be space for forgiveness and mercy. Where's the emperor of ice cream when we need him?
Do you think Shoeless Joe should be in the Hall of Fame? Let us know why or why not at onlyagame.org or reach us on Facebook and Twitter at onlyagamenpr.